بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: المسلم من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. In day to day life, people are very conscious about the titles that they sometimes may have, so to say, studied hard to achieve, or the titles wherever they were conferred with. So if somebody now has to address the person without his title, he would feel somewhat offended that somebody has been addressed without the title that he's supposed to have been addressed with. So all these titles, that somebody is this title or that title, whatever it might be, but one day when we are going to be laid in the qabr, all those titles, everything will be left behind. The title that is of real worth, that will continue, is the title of mu'min and the title of Muslim. So now these are the titles that Allah Ta'ala has given. But now certain actions are such that it is so detestable to Allah Ta'ala that it is as if this title has been taken away. And to maintain the title, these aspects have to be in a person's life. So in that context and in that, with that background, to understand this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. Al-Muslim, this title of Muslim, who's a Muslim? So the Muslim is the person who other Muslims are safe from any harm from his tongue or his hand, meaning his actions or his words. Min lisanihi, any kind of words that he speaks is not such that it causes harm to others, causes inconvenience, causes pain, humiliates somebody, degrades someone. There's some vulgarity coming out and swearing at somebody, cursing somebody. So a person who conducts himself in that way, so it is as if, not that his iman is gone, but this title of Muslim, he's not currently deserving of it. So if he wants to be a Muslim in the true sense of the word, then together with whatever else is necessary, then he must also be conscious that his tongue is not hurting people. And likewise his actions, how he's going about his day-to-day life, what he does, how he conducts himself, his actions are not a source of inconvenience to others. So now, this is a, like many other things, these are things to reflect upon. In the past 24 hours, how did I conduct myself? How many times may I have said something that was not in keeping with this title of Al-Muslim? It was hurtful words to somebody, humiliating, degrading things. It would not be something I would like to hear somebody tell me, but yet I say it to others. If the same mistake that somebody made and how I reacted to it and how I ran him down and how I disgraced him and humiliated him, if I made the same mistake, I would expect people to now just deal with me differently. But yet that's how I dealt with somebody else. It's a point to reflect. So not only for today, that in the past 24 hours what happened, but this should become a daily practice, that a person has time to think about these things. We have time to think about so many things. We have time to think about, Allah forbid, we have time to sit and plan haram. But we haven't got time to sit and reflect upon what's going to bring us closer to Allah Ta'ala, what's going to rectify ourselves. So because we've engaged our mind in futility, and that futility then takes the person, the next step is haram. So as a result, we have no time to engage our hearts and minds in correcting ourselves, in making our islah, in thinking about these things that will now bring us some consciousness, some awareness within us. How I'm using my tongue, how I'm going about my actions, is it bringing pain and difficulty to others? So without this thinking, without this reflection, we'll just carry on without any care. and like a person driving recklessly, he's sometimes knocking into something here, knocking into something there. In the process, his own car is getting badly damaged, but he knocks somebody down, that person might have died. He's knocked into somebody else's car, damaged it, and he's just going on, just without any care. But then eventually what's going to happen? Will that just go on forever? Eventually that is going to crash. Eventually that vehicle is going to come to a screeching halt somewhere. And then Allah forbid what not might happen. So this is one vehicle, for that we all take the care. If our life suddenly comes to an end when we are still conducting ourselves in this careless manner, reckless way, not bothered about who we damaging, who we hurting, whose heart we breaking. Allah forbid if mort suddenly comes, it will be too late to make amends. Now is the time to reflect and to take the necessary steps to correct ourselves. And part of this correction is this reflection. To give ourselves the time to reflect, this muhasabah, taking stock of ourselves. Past 24 hours, what I did, how I spoke, what I spoke, who I spoke to, and what kind of languages I used, what kind of words, what that person did was wrong, but if I did the same mistake, what I would want, how should I be corrected? So why did I go about it differently? By reflecting in this way, and then if we still seem to be stuck in the same cycle, then we need guidance, we need help, then we need some treatment, then we need to seek somebody's advice who can help us get out of these maladies. This is the things that are of crucial importance. Otherwise, when he laid in the qabr, it's too late. Then to now rectify anything, the time is gone. And Allah forbid, then the consequences come upon us. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we take these active steps to make our islah, to correct ourselves, to bring ourselves onto the beautiful akhlaq and muamalat and muasharat that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us.